All right, let's do this. So this is Isla, and we are doing the Proust questionnaire, GWA style. And let's get to it. What is your gender and sexual orientation? I am female, and I am a bi switch. What gets you turned on? Oh God, that's gonna be a long list. Confidence. Arrogance, bordering on narcissism. I don't know why, but if you're good at something and you know you're good at something and you're passionate about it, that is horribly attractive. And it does, like, my idea of foreplay is having a very lively discussion where we may not be agreeing most of the time. And yes, that gets me turned on. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I don't know. Curiosity. I've always been willing to try anything once, and it's what led me to the BDSM community, and it's just been great because I've been able to explore so much and learn so much about myself. Yes, so curiosity, and I will, like, I will, I want, especially my partners that I and really enjoy, whatever. If they have something they want to try, like I want to do that for them because it gets me off getting them off. And, if that's a new thing that might get them off, then I'm all for it all the time. What is your favorite sexual act? I love giving head. That was easy. I love, love, love giving head. It is ridiculously empowering, and it's my fucking favorite. I love to break people. I love breaking a man that way, and watching him fall apart. It's beautiful. It's the best seat in the house. And I've my favorite lines is, let me do this to you, and then, I will do anything for you, blah, blah, blah. Do you want head in a sandwich? Honey, point me towards the kitchen and find a comfortable seat. We can do that for you. I use it as a bargaining tool because I love doing it. I have no problem. Like, I love giving head. I love it. So yes. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Oh, confidence. We just talked about this. We seriously just talked about this. Confidence. Confidence and intelligence. I'm much more into the psychological aspects of sex and sexuality. And so it's, yeah, confidence and intelligence. And if you can figure out how to play that, oh, it's a good mix. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? One where both parties leave satisfied. They truly were able to kill an urge or achieve that kind of zen moment that only happens post-orgasm. Or even achieve that weird zen, like, that comes from power exchange. You want everyone to be happy and content. So that's my idea of a good encounter. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? I wear a lot of black and denim. It's because I'm colorblind, so I don't trust myself to go crazy with the color. So if I'm I'm feeling like me, which means I'm pretty much feeling sexy. I'll wear like a nice pair of lacy black, boy shorts or something like that. And I'm pale, so I have this, my favorite look is, a black top, nice tight jeans, and I have dark hair, so dark hair down, and I have this dark red lipstick. And it just, I call it the killer Snow White, and it's, yeah, it's my favorite look. And when I'm really feeling sexy, I like to pull that. And how do I prepare myself? I take care of me. I'm as submissive as I am, and it takes a special person to actually get me to be submissive. So otherwise, if I'm not in that mindset, I tend to be very selfish when it comes to sex. So it's all about me. So I'm going to, I'm going to put on makeup and my favorite perfume and spots that you'll discover later. And make it all about me and make sure that I look like the goddess I feel I am. Okay. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? So embarrassing. Josh Lyman from The West Wing. So attracted to him. So ridiculously attracted to Josh Lyman from The West Wing. That's Aaron Sorkin wrote one of my favorite characters of all time, and I am head over heels in love with him, and I want to jump him. And it just bothers me that, the world has not introduced me to a to a Northeastern elitist Jew with a God complex yet. Who works in politics? Where is that? Overly driven guy works in politics. I need one. Yes. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Good girl. Whore. Cum slut, cock slut, cock sucking whore. Those are all good. I like when the person I'm with makes me acknowledge that I am breaking a societal boundary, or how much I want them and what I would do for them in that moment. Who turns you on the most? Oh, I skipped one. Oh, yeah. Who turns you on the most in your real life? Currently? Me? I guess Daddy, he's pretty good. He's really good, but it's a weird in real life one. Yeah, I'm not seeing anyone right now. So I've just been overwhelmed with work and things get complicated, blah blah blah. So I have a few people I cycle between, but yeah, they're good friends of mine, and I love them dearly. But they turn me on in a very certain setting. Like, I don't think of them and go, yeah. Oh, that was terrible to say out loud. Jesus, Mel. All right. Anyway, what sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Ooh, no gag reflex. Or no, wait, the ability to unlock my jaw without it getting stuck open. That's what I would want. Because I have gotten it stuck open and had to go to the hospital for that, and it was awful. It was just so embarrassing. And ever since then, like, my jaw will pop out if I'm giving aggressive head. And And sometimes I have to go to the hospital to reset it, which just it's terrible. Or, hopefully I can just get really stoned and it resets on its own. Yeah, I'd like to be able to unhinge my jaw without it getting stuck. That's my wish in life. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not keeping up with this at all. I'm like taking off my glasses as I answer the questions and then trying to put them back on and going, but where am I in this on the screen? Blah blah blah. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I found out about GWA through a friend, and why did I start posting? One, I'm pretty vain. So like the idea that someone could listen to me come and get off on it, that gets me going. Like I love that idea. I love it. And yeah, that's why I started posting straight up. No lies there. What's your dirtiest fantasy? Admiring. So there's a dominant that I really admire. And I guess my dirtiest fantasy involves him and Lincoln and going up to him and admitting to him that I desperately, desperately want to submit to him. And I want him to be as sadistic and powerful as he can be, and I know he can be. Yeah, I want that. And I know that it would be really good. That's what I want. Okay. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? Describe in detail, of course. The kinkiest sex I've ever had. The night I was collared by a previous partner of mine. We had been dating for some time. We were messing around with bondage and dominant submissive themes. But then we sat and we talked about it and did we want to go further? And we both, said yes. And he surprised me one night and it was so romantic, but it's probably like not romantic at all. He surprised me one night with the collar and just took our relationship and our play to the next level. And it became really great. There are times when it was, serious and intense, and there are other times when it would be just as intense, but we were laughing. We were very open communication. It was great. But the kinkiest sex I've ever had was then, and yes, the night I was collared. What's your favorite part of your body and why? I don't know. Okay, I've got these like crazy, crazy blue eyes. And I just, they're like the one thing that I can't. They're great. I love them. That's such a weird thing. No, I feel like I'm copping out though. Because that's really vain. My other favorite part of my body. I really like my lips too. Yeah, okay. I mean, I could be like philosophical and say my hands because I can do so much with them. I work with my hands, so they're very valuable to me in a way. And it's my main gateway to the rest of the world is through touch. and sensation. So my hands. I don't know. Anyway, that has been the Proust questionnaire, GWA style. And since this is, again, like super long, good God, Isla, 15 minutes. We will see you lovely people later. And I hope you enjoy the rest.